Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we proudly present our spectacular show of podcast magic and imagination, full of Disney wonder, news, and pop culture. It's the Main Street Electrical Podcast with Jen Novotny and David Dollar.
Well, hey, Heather.
Hi, Jen.
It's the Main Street Electrical Podcast.
Isn't that what you usually do? You're
like, yes. And then, like, nothing picks me up. So that was really good, actually. Everybody right here is like, hang on, Jen, you don't do this opening. You're right, I don't, but it's okay. David is actually in Walt Disney World right now. So if we're going to ask David how he's Disneying this week, he's in the most magical place on earth. That's how he Disneyed.
Correct. In the best park, too. He is in Magic Kingdom right now.
I mean, that's arguably the most nostalgic park, although you know that my fave is Epcot. So
it always rains there.
Do you see this bright blue background behind me where it's not raining in Epcot?
Hey, I'm just saying. Was there the other day? It was raining.
And so. I was there the other day and it wasn't. So there. And Heather, how did you Disney this week?
Oh, that's a good question. How did I Disney this week?
Did you get your salad at Connections?
I have not. So fun fact, Friday's a holiday, which I completely forgot about. I looked at the kids' school calendars and it was like, oh, the kids don't have school. And I was like, wait, I'm off too. Oh, okay. We are going to Typhoon Lagoon. So I was like, I got to grab the swim bag because we're going to go to Typhoon Lagoon on Friday. So I just realized there was a holiday. So that's how I'm planning to Disney on Friday.
I like it.
And I booked my flights for our cruise, our Disney cruise to Greece and Italy.
Which I still need to do for mine.
Girl, you got to get on it.
You know that's right.
You
got to
get on it.
No. Well, we were going to do it over the weekend, but Brady had the flu. And then, you know, like he just couldn't make any decisions, which is fair. And then it's just been like catching up. So we'll do it this week. Because we have to do it this week, honestly.
You do.
Yeah. We're always our own worst travel agents. That's typically what happens. Is like plan everybody else's stuff and it's fine. I just don't plan my own. Well, let me see. I Disneyed this week by working on a client's trip to Disneyland Paris.
So,
yeah. Right.
That's next on my list.
So I was immersed in Disneyland Paris because
it's so fabulous too. They've gotten all the new stuff.
They have gotten so much new stuff. Also, like the Disneyland Hotel there, like I think you would pass out with all the magical things.
So someone told me, I think it was these random people that we met in Disneyland on that Walt apartment tour. I'm pretty sure it was those guys. They told me that the Disneyland Hotel, I will equally geek out about because it is comparable to the Shanghai Disney Hotel. And I love the Shanghai Disney Hotel. Like when I stayed there, I was like, why are our hotels not like this?
And I mean, not only they have that, which was just refurbished, it is their, I think it's 30 year celebration this year. And their food, can we just talk about it? It's in Paris, right? Like, so can we talk about the food for a minute?
So good.
Because when I was there last year, we ordered those nuggies. I called them, they were like shaped nuggies, right? And I'm just ready for like theme park chicken nuggies. No. This was like gourmet, delightful, the best chicken nuggets I've ever had in my life. Like, what?
I mean, everything's better in France, right?
I mean, especially the food. So yeah, they had some really, really cool stuff. You need to take your girls. They would love it.
Let me put it on the list.
get Greece. You know, you got to get the cruise. And then, you know, in a couple years, maybe plan Paris.
Yeah. I think Paris is the most manageable one to get to
Yeah.
in terms of international parks if you've
Right.
like done the other. So like
Yeah.
Tokyo is like number two on my bucket list after going to Santorini. Like it's always been on there, but I was like, that's like a 14-day trip.
Flight.
Whereas like, yeah. And I still haven't recovered from like the 17-hour flight from China like 4 years ago. And then 4 years prior to that, I mean, it's just a long flight. So whenever I was looking at the flights, because we're flying out of New York to go to
Oh,
Rome,
yeah.
it was like 8 hours. And my sister hasn't been on a flight like longer than 4 hours in her life. She was like, I'm gonna die. I was like, 8 hours
8 hours?
it's cake.
Like, that's so easy. Whatever.
When you're stuck circling like 17 hours like on a flight that was supposed to be like 14. I mean, you're just like, oh my goodness, can we please just get off the plane? But eight, it'll be fine. Yeah, Tokyo, I feel like Paris is like way more manageable
Yes,
to get to.
Paris is way more manageable for sure. So there's that.
Well, that's fun.
So anyway, yeah, that's what we did. And so I guess it is actually like time for a little bit of news here, a little bit of news and updates.
Okay.
So listen, I'm not gonna lie. I don't know if I'm gonna be able to get the news music into this thing. So if you are used to a really cute news music and you don't hear it, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, David has
But
it.
David has it and he's in Walt Disney World. So you just get to listen to be like news. Yeah. There you go. That's so first of all, if you are a Run Disney fan, which you know that the stars, well, Heather, you just did your first Run Disney. So, and you would do the 5K again.
Oh, I would do the 5K. In fact, when I came across my email box, I was like, should I do this 5K? Because like, Pluto is the medal.
Yeah, Pluto is the medal. Yep. So, and she's talking about the Walt Disney World Cigna Marathon weekend. And this is the only time where there is a full marathon.
Marathon.
Right. And you can do the Dopey Challenge, which gets you six medals. As I said,
No,
the 5K,
no.
wait, it's 5K Thursday, 10K Friday, which is at least the year I ran it was Minnie Mouse.
I don't know.
And then the Donald Duck is the half marathon on Saturday. And then the Mickey Medal is Sundays with the full marathon. And then if you decide to do
10 miler?
the Goofy Challenge, well, the Goofy
That
Challenge
was a
is if you
goofy
do the
challenge.
half and you do the half in full, and that's the Goofy Challenge. So then you get
Okay.
that medal. And then you get the Dopey Challenge if you do all four races.
That's bananas.
It's like 48 point something miles.
I just want to know, how do these people walk? I would have so many blisters. Do they bring like six different pairs of shoes? I have all the questions. We need to get someone on the podcast that is like a hardcore full marathon runner that does this like every single year, that does like all the races. And I have all the
Think we
questions
know
about
people.
I have all the questions about the shoe choice, the sock choice. How many times do you have to pee during this?
I
I have
mean,
all the
ideally you
questions.
don't pee, but you sometimes have to. And I will tell you, anyway, Brady did the full. You have to train. There is no way that you are pulling that off without training. Like, that's all.
Correct.
You have to train hardcore for those things. And I do know
So,
that most of them kind of like walk the 5 and 10K or like, you know, jog walk. They take it super duper easy, but they're like taking ice baths and all these. An ice bath sounds
well,
terrible.
may the force be with you for everybody that will be logging on April 9th to register to get into all of your races. That's,
Like,
I
get
mean,
in the queue early is all we can tell you is like, log in at what? I think 9:15, like 9 or 9:15, a lot of us were starting to log on and we were in the waiting room and then they automatically throw you into the queue. But the thing is, you have no control over when you get in the queue.
Correct.
Like, you're just thrown in
At
there
random.
at random, but at least get in the waiting room and then you're automatically in the queue. I know it's stressful.
At random, and have multiple browsers open on multiple
Oh,
devices.
yeah. Like, I had it going on
And
my phone and my computer.
so good luck to everybody that's registering for them. I hope you get all of them. And
Yep.
then just message us and come on here because we have all the questions.
We want to know how you are training and how you are dealing. I have seen things on that. But that, I will say, is such an energetic race weekend. That is really, really fun.
Yeah.
And of course, the princess. The other one that's coming up, what, they're like the springtime surprise registration will be like in August. Princess will be, gosh, princess might be like in April or May. See, we're going to, no, probably May or June. We'll have to look up. Don't worry. We'll alert you.
We'll let you know.
But it's coming. Well, other news that it's fun. Disney Springs has announced a drone show. Yeah. And I don't, honestly, I don't know too much about it. Heather, what do you know about the dreams that soar?
I know that they have been testing like for it, but I don't know that much about it. But can I say that like it's about time? Because has everybody else just been like watching like Disneyland Paris to be like, why don't we have
why are we getting
like,
this?
Can we just have like just a smidgen of it? And I am super excited about it, which gives me hope that like maybe like after they do it at Disney Springs in like a wide open environment, will they be able to like put it in some of the parks? Because how awesome would that be?
Don't you remember they did used to have them in Animal Kingdom for the Tree of Life show?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And they had the projections.
And they had the projections. And it was amazing. That was the most amazing show at Animal Kingdom. Listen, Rivers of Light never really took off. Okay, we all know what happened with Kite Fails. But that show on the Tree of Life was impressive. And the drones, I was like, this is fantastic. And then was it COVID that maybe took it away? I'm trying to remember why they stopped doing it.
I don't remember. I don't remember
why they stopped.
And here's the other thing is that a lot of times Animal Kingdom isn't open late enough, which I get it.
Right.
Like, I mean,
the animals, the
wildlife preserve and all this stuff. I'm not saying anything about that. But like, it's almost like even when they had like the Tree of Life Awakening and stuff like that, you were there almost at the hour past when the park closed to like see all the projections on there. So maybe they, I don't remember if it was COVID or maybe they just took it away just because you need to do it when they're excited. But let's just say we are excited. Something new is coming to the world.
Yes. And I know they used to do drones in Disney Springs before. It was for Christmas time, as I recall. That was a while ago. And they would like do this like whole show. So I'm very excited. It's saying it'll be called Disney Dreams That Soar. And it's basically a late night perk for the visitors. And it'll be, of course, beautiful musical scores. And after a nice day at Disney Springs, it'll be on the west side specifically. So not the marketplace, not town center, over on the west side. So that's by Cirque and, oh my gosh, what's it called? Blues, House of Blues. There we go.
That part. You're right.
Yeah. All right. Next thing that some people are going to be very excited about, it's a foodie guide. There's another foodie guide for Disneyland, and it is the Season of the Forest, which I think David actually mentioned this last week. We talked about this last week, that the Season of the Forest is coming to Disneyland, and there is a foodie guide, which honestly, I'm kind of hoping we get some of these treats as well.
Disneyland gets the best treats.
They do.
Why
is their food so much better?
I think because they have to keep the locals like constantly coming back and changing it up because that is a locals park.
It really is. So, but here's what they're getting. And I'm like not looking at the camera right now because I have to look at the screen to read off what they're getting. There's going to be the Toy Daria. Sure. Toy Daria swirl at the milk stand. Fried chicken bayos from Docking Bay 7. See, we have Docking Bay 7. They could do that. They could do that. And then a brand new Jabba the Hutt bucket.
I saw the picture of it. I was like, but hey, Star Wars fans, I'm sure you'll love it.
Yeah. And then they have at the Galactic Grill, a new offering, because some of these are like have already been there. Bantha Burger. Okay, FYI, because I was on the Star Cruiser, Bantha Burger, it's a burger. It's spoiler alert, it's beef. the watermelon slush with a Death Star glow cube.
With the watermelon slush.
Watermelon slush, but then you get the glowy cube
that lights up.
It looks like the Death Star, like I'm here for it. Kat Sokka's kettle, which is the Kelto slush. It is a plant-based pandan flavored horchata topped with cold brew. You know what? I'm giving that one questionable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. 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 Toy Daria Swirl is green milk with chili seasoning and mango jellies. I would not like that because I do not like the green milk. I think the green milk tastes like flowers.
It does taste like flowers. It
It's
tastes
not good.
like perfume from 1972.
It's like, yeah, I don't like it at all. But I will say it has the fun cup that they used to serve drinks at Star Wars Galactic Star Cruiser.
Oh, does it?
Yeah, it's the one that looks like it's like a round goblet on the top, and it's like a thick stem that is gold, and that's what they served beverages in at the Galactic Star
Can
Cruiser.
we side note and discuss that for a second?
Absolutely.
Do we think they're going to repurpose it and use it again?
I
The
mean,
Galactic Star Cruiser.
I don't know what the rules are with something like that, because I assume it was for tax purposes. That's what I've heard anyway. I would hope so. It is a beautiful space. I mean, the inside is a beautiful
I
space.
mean, it's huge.
It was huge. If you could, like, if people could rent it out for things, do you understand how many people would probably do like a Star Wars wedding? Do you?
Wedding.
Right?
I didn't even think of
Can you
that.
imagine? Can you
Oh,
imagine?
and the rooms are already
The
there.
rooms are already there.
Okay, let's discuss this. Let's predict it right now.
Okay,
Okay,
let's do
before
it. Let's
we
do it.
decide to do this, ready?
Okay.
A D23 announcement will be what is happening to the Star Cruiser. Okay, let's just say it.
Okay, I love it. I love it.
Okay.
You know what? Because actually, that's the next bit of news. So, well, real quick, just to finish up, there are a few other things that are coming. The fiery Mustafarian, like a martini, lots of different alcoholic beverages. But the Season of the Force, they're getting that all across Disneyland. Walt Disney World, please give us some Season of the Force treats,
Give us
because
something.
please give
We
us
like
something.
treats.
We love treats. We love
We
treats. We
like
love taking
treats.
pictures of treats. Okay, D23 was announced. Okay, the tickets sold out in
Like an
like
hour. And
an hour.
apparently, like it crashed the system and whatever.
Yeah.
So, and it's supposed to be, it's 15 years and it's going to be like the biggest fan event ever because they're doing it at Anaheim and they're doing it at the Honda Center. So, and they're saying that it's going to be epic announcements and like the biggest show fan event that they've ever done. So I'm curious to see
I cannot wait to see what this is
what
going to
they
be.
announce. And I need them to announce Villains Land. You can go reference whatever episode it was where me and David designed the whole thing because I need that Maleficent coaster in my life.
Listen, they're going to announce a Villains Land. They have to. If the, I will be, I think I will actually be stunned if they don't.
And we're going to find out what the actual theme is for Animal Kingdom, what's going on right there right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
But let's just throw in there that they're going to tell us what they're doing with the Star Cruiser.
You know what? I like that. I do think that they're going to tell us what they're doing with the Star Cruiser, or at least hint. Maybe if we don't get the full thing, like maybe a hint. I think they're also going to. I wouldn't be surprised if they announced another, like in the distant future, expansion.
I hope so. I'm
Because
all for
I
it.
mean,
I'm
I'm here
here
for
for
it.
it.
I am literally, or yeah,
I'm
you know what?
literally here for it.
You're literally there. Okay,
That's
this
so
one just popped
funny.
into my mind.
Okay.
With the new thing for Disney packages where you get a free water park day on the day that you check in, okay, for 2025. Do we think they're going to make some sort of a water park announcement? Do we
They
think,
could.
like, with a
I will.
revamping of something or.
I'm going to say one thing, and this is going to come as a shock whenever David listens to this.
Okay.
Blizzard Beach needs an overhaul.
I think so too.
See, so we are diehard Typhoon Lagoon people. Blizzard Beach
Yes.
needs an overhaul, and that the place down the road that we all know I'm not a fan of, their water park is
Killer.
amazing.
It's so good.
So I mean, most of the time Blizzard Beach is down anyways. Like it's
That's
always down
right.
for refurb. They only open it up whenever like they need to,
Peak season.
they need to do some stuff with Typhoon Lagoon, like touch up some paint, maybe, replace the tubes and just do routine maintenance. And then it goes down again. So if we are all accustomed to it being closed
Down.
down, can we just do like a whole overhaul on it? I mean, I'm not opposed to it. at all.
No, I'm not either. I have no love lost for Blizzard Beach. I went to say that I went. That was
and
it.
And that was it.
Because I just had no desire to go back. If I'm going to go to a Disney water park, it's going to be Typhoon Lagoon.
Correct. And that's what everybody wants. In fact, whenever it's like not on peak season and it's those few weeks where Blizzard Beach is, guests are always like, clients are like, oh, I didn't know the Typhoon wasn't open. Typhoon, it's amazing. And we could.
Typhoon is great.
Let's just think about it.
I'm just saying I would be on board for this. I think that, you know, you love Disney. I think it needs a plus up its water park game.
Yep, it does. Because now what is it? Aquatica? Is that what the one that has the new slide that like plays videos like in the slide? Yeah. Like whenever your Disney ships have like cooler water
slides than your water
Blizzard
parks.
Beach, like let's step it up. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So, okay. Let's add that as a prediction that we are also getting a water park announcement of some sort. And I'm here for it. Like, let's do it. I want that to all be a thing. In terms of other things, I'd probably have to think. I mean, we know we're going to get announcements from all around the rest of the world as well. But those are things that I would like to see. So very, very exciting there. Another exciting news, Tiana's Bayou Adventure. They like showed the animatronic, well, part one, I guess. Of the animatronics.
And the new characters.
And
I don't remember all their names.
I'm going to see if I can get them real quick here.
What do you think? Little possum, who I think his name is Bo.
Yes, Bo the possum.
Better be merch with like his cute little face on it. Because, you know, like remember when you used to go around Splash Mountain, the little possums would hang and then you would see their little... Maybe it's still going to be the same one, but now he has a name. And whenever you would see like their little shadows and stuff. And I'm like, those possums are so cute. If they do not keep the possums when they redo it, I'm going to be sad. And then they revealed that there's going to be a possum named Belle. So I'm all about it.
And I have always been saying like, there are so many of those animatronics that could be reused anyway, just because those critters are in a bayou in large part. So here's the list. By Halya the Beaver.
He's terrifying, by the way.
Yeah,
he looks angry.
He does look angry. I'm not a fan of that one. Gritty the rabbit. So, I mean, obviously there were a lot of rabbits, and this one kind of looks like one of the rabbits that was in
the one that used to sweep the porch.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yep. That one. That's what this one looks like. Bo the possum, which we just talked about. Apollo the raccoon. Was there a raccoon? I'm trying to remember if there was a raccoon.
Was there a raccoon where you used to go by the houses? I don't remember.
That is questionable for me. Rufus the turtle, which there was a turtle.
Mm-hmm.
There were a few turtles in the Laughing Place, especially. And he's jumping on his harmonica. Timoleon? Question mark?
Timoleon? Okay.
And the otter. He's the eldest of the band, but they are all like playing instruments.
Okay.
So yeah, other than the beaver, who I guess it says that it's a heartbeat. I don't know. Maybe.
Do we think they'll leave whenever you go down the last hill, the little, when you were into like the jumping waters with the little, were they beavers
like the
there? Yeah. Do we think that they'll leave those in there?
I hope so. Cause that was always such a fun room.
And then put the other critters, but still leave like the same little holds and the little jumping waters.
Like, but there has to be a way for them to fit that in. Like, I'm very excited to see what they do with the ride track.
I'm excited it's opening earlier.
Me too. And they are saying that there are going to be little stuffed Bo, Apollos, and Rufus. And Bo, was Bo the possum? There is going to be a stuffed possum. There's going to be a stuffed possum.
Need him on like my little one of those shoulder animals.
Oh, they need to make like a shoulder sitter.
He's so cute.
He's going to be really cute. So I'm excited. I'm really excited to see what this ends up being and when it actually opens also, because I need to plan my trip around when it's going to open up. So, today, aside from the news, we decided we were going to talk about what to do about if you're not a rope dropper, if you're like me and Heather and you only rope drop if forced.
Or if you choose to not rope drop one of your days at the park.
Yeah. Or if you're like, you know what? We're going to rope drop some days, but we're just so worried we're not going to get anything done. We're going to talk about strategies for this.
Correct. And what has inspired this is that David sent a message of him standing outside of Magic Kingdom at 7 o'clock in the morning. And I was like, what are you doing? Why aren't you sleeping? You're on vacation. You're a pass holder. Like, what is happening? And he said, we're here from sunup to sundown. And I was like, I think all I said was, wow.
Because, and there are people who that is the way they tour, and that is great. And if you are willing to do that, oh my gosh, you're going to get like so much done every single day. Like rope
And if it's like
dropping,
the
you get a
first
ton done.
time, if it's the first time that you've ever been
Then you
there
absolutely
and
have to.
whatever, and you're there for a week and whatever. No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that in terms of David being an agent and being a pass holder, I was like, what are you doing? Me and Jen don't enter the park until 3 o'clock.
We're like, huh? Like at like 1 o'clock, we're like, do you think we should start getting ready for the day?
I
You think we
will,
should
yeah.
go? Okay, let's
I
do that.
will enter at 1 o'clock if it is a day that my kids want to do Guardians, just so I can get in the
You have to get
second
the
virtual
virtual
queue.
queue.
I will enter at 1 o'clock on that time. But most of the time, usually if I'm wandering in, I'm a 3 o'clock girl. And I was like that even when we didn't live here, because we might do like one day where we would get up early and do Magic Kingdom and then come in the afternoon at the peak heat of the day and then do the pool and get dinner and then head back over for fireworks at night. But me and Jen have a thing where it's just like it's before 3 o'clock. Like I'm not headed to the park because if I'm on vacation, I need my sleep.
I need
So
sleep.
I'm
And
sleeping.
that's where we are too, is and listen, I also understand that it's different for us, right? We are annual
Correct.
pass holders.
Correct.
So I actually counted it up the other day. I think I'm over 70 times in my life that I have been on vacation
You've
multiple,
gone.
that I've gone. And I've been an annual pass holder for a lot of those. And I understand that is not normal for people.
Normal. It's
So
not
if
normal.
you are like, I tour differently. I tour more like Heather as a local just because I do go a lot. And so I'm like, oh, I didn't get Space Mountain this trip. It's okay. I'll get it the next one. But if this is your one and done trip, you are rope dropping. Okay. You are doing the things that we are telling you to do. But maybe you're someone who goes pretty frequently and you're like, I would like a little bit more relaxed trip this time because I would like to sleep. Or maybe you're doing an adults only trip. You're not bringing your kids this time, like Brady and I always do because we don't have
And
kids.
if
So
you're staying at one of those deluxe resorts,
it's
you need to
gorgeous.
like take advantage of all the amenities at those deluxe resorts. I mean,
Yes.
the relaxation.
Oh my gosh. The pools,
Oh, the
the
pools.
dining. Like, there is just so much. Like, we just were at Riviera. Heather, can I tell you something?
Say it because I know what you're going to say.
It almost is my favorite resort now.
Listen,
It's
here's
so
why it's
good.
not. Here's why it's not. This might be the only reason that it's not my
It
favorite because it's not in the Magic Kingdom area. But if it was, dare I say, we all know how much I love Wilderness Lodge and
yeah,
Polynesian,
and you know how much
it
I
would be
love
my number
Grand.
one.
I tell you what, it's on the Skyliner, it's Epcot, which I love. And I just they okay, their banana bread.
So good.
Oh my gosh, like just
So good.
so amazing. So, like, I'm just saying, it's
The
amazing.
staff there is like amazing. The
Top
dining there is
notch.
Walt's little
So good.
library. Like
I love that library.
I love the whole theming of the resort. I love the vibe of it. I love everything about it. And the only reason that it's not my favorite is because it's not in Magic Kingdom. If they would have put it, remember whenever they tore down River Country, and then they announced that they were going to put a new
Oh,
resort there.
Reflections or
But then
something.
COVID happened and a bunch of other stuff happened and they stopped. Had they put Riviera there, I would be like, game over. This is my favorite
Totally.
resort.
I mean, it's such a
It's
good
so
resort.
good.
It's
It's so
so
good.
good. It's so good. But we wanted to take, and the people I was with, they don't actually go the same as us, but we were in a position where we all work hard and we all just kind of wanted sleep in the morning. So I was like, that's okay. I can design this. I will wake up now. I did utilize Genie Plus for us because it was important for us to still get very full days in. So, but just a later start in the morning, which was fine. So I would wake up at 6. I would purchase the Genie Plus. I would get the individual lightning lanes. I stacked, and I tell you what, it was like butter.
It works.
We would start our first thing at like 11. So not my normal two, right? But still 11, mm-hmm. which allowed me to sleep in, allowed us to have our cold brew in Walt's mm-hmm. library with some banana bread.
Okay.
And then we just like kept on stacking. There was not something that we didn't ride that we didn't like, unless we just didn't want to, you know.
Oh, I love that.
So like it is possible to do it. You have to be strategic with it. You just have mm-hmm. to know what time to pick things for. And no, I'm not running my risk with virtual queue. I'm going to pay for it. So it costs you a little bit more money to do Correct. It that way. So just be aware of that. So that's what I say. But Heather, you don't even use Genie Plus most of the time.
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. It would cost me an arm and a leg for how much I just walk down there just to like get the salad at Epcot. I do not. We take the approach, and the girls are kind of the same way. I saw someone post in like one of the pass holder boards the other day and said that they moved down here 3 months ago, and she has found it more enjoyable to not have a plan
yeah.
and just show up and take in all the little details that more so than she did when she didn't live here. Now, I'm not. Don't come at us and be like, oh my gosh, well, not all of us have that opportunity. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that as a local, we enjoy it more when we're going in like, oh, okay. Like we had lunch at home. Now we're going to mm-hmm. go there for some snacks and we're going to go watch the fireworks and everything. Mm-hmm. I almost appreciate it more because now I'm seeing all the details that whenever yes. I was on vacation for all those years, it was just like, I needed to get rides. And now mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh my gosh, look at how much thought they took in to that like right? little tiny detail. And I love it. So yeah. plus everybody's having meltdowns by 3 o'clock. And mm-hmm. like, you just see families that are just like, I just need to make it to my 5 o'clock dinner reservation and right. chill out. And we're walking in at 3 o'clock, like, okay, like,
yeah, that's good.
We're gonna go wait in a 60-minute line for Ratatouille, but it's okay because we just got here. So right. we're gonna grab a little snacky snack before we get in line, and then we're gonna wait, and then we're gonna yeah. see like what the wait times are and plan yes. our day and who's singing at, you know, the theater
Garden
across the, yeah. Who's singing there tonight? Do we wanna go and see that? Do we wanna park hop? Agent yeah. Nikki was here this past weekend for her daughter's birthday, and yes. I was doing something else at Wide World of Sports. Mm-hmm. And I said, like, I'm busy all day. I don't know if I'm gonna have a chance to meet up with you. We met up with her mm-hmm. in Epcot and then park hopped to Hollywood Studios. And we could have then gone over at 9 o'clock because the park was open yeah. till 11 at Magic Kingdom to her daughter. And my girls were like, well, we can still make it to Magic Kingdom. And I was like, no, like, let's just call it a night. We had the best time. And I didn't get there, I think, until like 4:30.
Yeah. And if you are a person who can't, and I understand there are some personality types that would be too stressful for you. And mm-hmm. that's okay. If you are a person who is a planner and you need to go with a plan, then that's how you do it. That is the right mm-hmm. way for you to Disney. But if you're a person who's like, I really kind of hate having a plan, guess what? It is still doable to have an amazing still time. Doable. And yes, you're going to go look and say, oh, you know what? There's only a 15-minute wait here. Let's go do that right now. Mm-hmm. As long as it's not like, oh, well, I have to do this. If I don't do this, it's going to ruin my day. Well, then you have mm-hmm. to plan for that. But otherwise, sure. it can be like, oh, wait, what's this kiosk got? Oh, let me see what this food is. I like this merch. And what I loved is because I do so often just I'm able to take in the details. Whenever I was just there with people, I was able to point out things. They're like, oh my gosh, I never noticed that. It's so cool. And it added to the magic for them. But, you know, if they were on their own, you know, it just would have been a little more, they would have had to plan a lot more mm-hmm. to do that.
And it's just a different way of doing it. And if you right. are open to, here's another tip too. If you are open to not watching the fireworks or the shows at night.
Yeah.
You can hop on those attractions. We girl. Were leaving. It yes. was the show was going on mm-hmm. in front of the Chinese theater. Mm-hmm. We were walking past it as the show was going on. Runaway Railway was 5 minutes. We walked in, went right gosh. On there, came off of it. And we were like, we're going to go get in line for Slinky. And Slinky was yeah. a 20-minute wait.
I'm just saying. So-
We were just like,
you can
okay,
do it.
well, we're just hopping and hopping. Like,
Yeah.
it's good. And then when we got off Slinky, granted, the park was
Yeah.
closed, everybody's exiting. And that's when the girls were like, well, there's still 2 more hours that the Magic Kingdom's open. Like, can we go do that?
Yeah. And you know what? It's so funny because so we did Woody's Rodeo Roundup Barbecue for the first time, which was like, I don't want to say surprisingly
So
good,
much fun.
but it was so much fun. It was so good. And then it's nighttime and we'd really ridden everything. We had done so well with like my stacking and everything. And we just felt good. And we're like, well, it's so magical at night. Let's just walk you around. And if there's something we want to do, let's do it. And Fantasmic is going on, right? And one of them looks and goes, you know, it would be really magical is riding Tower of Terror again at night. And I was like,
Done.
we can do that. So I looked at my watch. I was like, and I looked at Brady. I was like, Fantasmic's gonna let out in about 10 minutes. He's like, yep. And we're in Galaxy's Edge. I'm like, all right, let's go. We walk with purpose. And so we walked with purpose. We get there. You know what it says, 13 minutes.
13 minutes,
And they're
walk
like,
on.
oh, it's only 13 minutes. I'm like, oh, honey, that
No.
doesn't mean 13 minutes. That's code for walk on. They're like, really? I was like, yup.
Speaking of that, the night before we went into Magic Kingdom because I'm obsessed with this new jacket that came out. Okay. It has sparkles
Oh,
all over.
that's a pretty
So
jacket.
we went into Magic Kingdom to see if they had it. My sister was here visiting, and we were just like, we're
Yeah.
going to go and we're going to try to find it. The girls say, we want to do Haunted Mansion before the park closes. I'm
All
like,
right.
okay, that's fine. So we checked all the stores to see. Everybody's like, no, it's sold out. We're
Right.
coming around. It was like 5 minutes till the park closed. It says 13 minutes. And my sister's like, can we just go home? And I'm like, no, they want to ride it. We're going to ride it.
Yeah.
We were the last ones in. They shut the gates behind us when we walked in.
Stop
They
it.
shut the doors behind us whenever. And then we get on. We're like, oh my gosh, this is it. We're going to shut the attraction down. We got off our Doom buggies. They stopped the ride. That's the second time we've gotten to do a ride like that. And this is the girl's new mission now, that's what they want to do. They're like, Mom, we need to do this for all the attractions in Disney, because we did it to, what did we do it for? We were in Epcot. What did we do it for? Oh, Spaceship Earth. We did it for Spaceship Earth right when we moved here.
Oh,
And then it was 1 year that we've moved here this past weekend. So and then we did it to Haunted Mansion. So now that's what the girls want to do. They're like, we want to be the last person out. Like, we'll just pick a ride every couple of months to do it. It
I
was so
love
cool.
this. That
It was so
is
cool.
so cool.
And
Oh
it
my
was
gosh.
walk-on.
Oh yeah. At the end of the night, and that's the thing. Like you said, if you're okay, and Brady is fine with not watching the evening shows. We like to occasionally. I mean, and we went with our friends. We did the dessert party. We did the garden viewing, which I have to say, that garden viewing is amazing. You
It
see
is.
literally everything. And
It's worth it.
when Tinkerbell flew, they were like, oh, like, you know, because they hadn't seen the last time they were there
Oh.
was during COVID when there was no show.
No shows.
So we couldn't do it. So this was like their first experience with it. And it was so beautiful.
I love that.
It was so nice. But anyway, normally Brady and I will just go, let's just do it. And then even after that, there's a mass exodus, right? And if the park is still open, just stick it out. Man, I
Just
tell you
stay.
what, just stay because you're going to get on stuff really fast, especially when it's open late. And if you are deluxe and you have those extra hours,
It's worth
amazing.
it. It's
It's
worth it.
worth it.
So our
Like, just
plan
plan for
is,
it.
yes, if you are go and the thing is, I've written itineraries for clients that are afternoon.
Yes.
They want to sleep in, they want to
Yep.
do all the stuff at the resorts in the morning, and they're just like, start my itinerary starting at
Yes.
3 o'clock. And I'm like, I'll do an itinerary for you for each one of your days starting at 3 o'clock, because
Absolutely.
that's how I do it. You can do it, just be aware that, like, if you want to do Tron or you want to do
Yeah.
Guardians and you have no intention of being in those parks before 3 o'clock, pay for the lightning
You
lane,
pay for the
done.
individual lightning lane.
Just pay for the lightning lane, done.
And then you're done, which is what we did on the Magic Kingdom night. So we did the dessert party. I planned it so that Tron was at 9 because then it would be dark. Because anyway, Tron is the
Dark.
best when it's dark anyway.
It is.
So I paid for that. And then our same friend was like, you know, it'd be extra magical. I was like, what? She's like, Big Thunder. And I was like, you just have to be in line before the park closes.
Correct. That's all you have to
And
do.
I looked at Brady and he's like, you mean on the other side of the park, Big Thunder? I was like, yep. We're like, we can do it, but we walk with purpose. And we're like motoring. And I was like, okay, there's no fireworks crowds. We can go through the hub. I think that's going to be faster. So
Maneuvering. It's
we got in
craziness.
line at 10:50, like 5, 10, 56. It closed at 11. Or wait, no, maybe it closed at 10 and we were in line regardless. It was like 56. In line and I was like, oh, now we can slow down. We're
That's all you have to do. Have to be in that line.
You have to be in line.
They will keep the ride going as long as you are in that line, like the minute before park closes, yeah. They will let you
like
ride
they
the
will
ride.
Close down that line like it at whatever at 11 o'clock. They were gonna pull that rope and you were not getting in that line. But if you were in the line, you were golden. So that's what I said to everybody.
And being at Big Thunder when Happily Ever After is going on,
it's fantastic.
Still all the music, you're still seeing all of the fireworks, you're just not seeing the castle projections. Yep. And then when you're going up the hill and seeing it, it's awesome. Yeah.
It's so great.
This.
Yeah. So all of this to say, if you feel daunted by Disney because you are not a morning person, or you are like, I do not want to be exhausted on my trip. Like I want to enjoy, or you know, I want to have a more adult themed trip or whatever it is. Fear not. It is possible. And yes, rope dropping is highly effective. And especially if you are planning not to use Genie Plus, or if you care what you do, that is the call. You know, there's a whole lot to be said for. And honestly, during spring break crowds, sometimes you might need to plan for that anyway.
Or any holiday.
But yeah, really any holiday or any peak time. But don't fear it, because you can really get a lot of stuff done. I think the longest we waited for anything, and not peak spring break, but still spring break, the longest we waited in line for anything was like 35 minutes.
Oh, love it.
Maybe it might have been a little bit longer because like the ride was temporarily, you know, like went down or something to, you know, accommodate. I'm not sure like what happened, if they had like change a car out, maybe somebody got sick or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. But which was not bad at all, I thought. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. It's doable. It's doable. You just have to have, different expectations. And let's just preface it as this. We keep saying like you can get it all done. You could, but
you could.
There's a tremendous chance that you are not.
Yes.
So you have to be okay with the fact that like pick your five attractions and be like, if we get these five done, like we're golden. Anything
we're
else is bonus.
Yeah.
Be rational about it.
Yeah.
But if you have to, you're not going to go like how you are sun up to sundown. Like David's going to do everything and like quite a few things twice today, going from
absolutely.
Like 7 to 11. But like if I pick four things that I absolutely need to do, well, I'm like, oh, this is a win. This is a win of an evening.
Oh yeah.
So just have that. We're not telling you that you can get it all done, but you can get a lot of it done.
You can get a lot of
like
it done.
No stress. And you can sleep and you can swim and you can sip drinks by the pool and just be like, oh, okay, got my little
sunshine.
Maybe
go to Disney Springs.
I sent that text the other day. I was like, Kyla, I'm still looking for this jacket. They're sending me to Disney Springs now. Disney Springs didn't have it either. We do have two of them. Me and my sister, two of them. They're still a little big. So I have 30 days for them to magically restock this gorgeous jacket.
You'll get it.
It'll be fine.
It'll be fine. Like, so yeah, all that to say, you know, never fear. You can get it done. You can get stuff done and we can help you. We can help you plan for what to get done. Just flexibility and enjoy those beautiful resorts because, oh my gosh.
They're so amazing.
So amazing.
Let's
and maybe
just give
just
a plug.
Do it one day. What?
Let's just give a plug. Yeah. The Riviera is amazing.
Dude, the Riviera.
People don't think of it.
I don't think I said this. On my balcony, I stood, and we had a two-bedroom because there were like six of us.
Mm-hmm.
I stood out on my balcony. We saw three fireworks shows because we could see the Fantasmic. Now, not that there's like a ton of fireworks, but there's pyro, right?
Yeah.
We see that. We see like over the trees, Epcot. We see Luminous. And then you could see Happily Ever After.
Mm-hmm.
We just sat on the balcony.
Whenever we stayed there, Gail like collapsed. She like collapsed at the view. She was
amazing.
Oh my gosh, this is amazing. And she could see like Spaceship Earth, like all it up
and
stuff like that. But yeah.
And it was like, do the points of light all night. It was great.
It's the Riviera. If you're thinking about doing deluxe and all you're doing is watching those commercials that come across your TV screen, that's like Contemporary or Grand Floridian.
It's fine.
Do not sleep on the Riviera because she is phenomenal.
I mean, I just can't say enough about it.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
It is
Even
so good.
the merch
All
that they
the
have
that
there.
shop. That
And then they have
shop.
the paintings underneath the
Oh.
walkway with the tiles and the
Oh,
Rapunzel and the Peter
the
Pan and the
Peter. Oh,
fountains. And you
yes.
have all the kids that are playing, like, what is it? Is it, there's like chess or
There's giant
shuffleboard,
chess and like
all the fun stuff.
all the
Oh.
stuff in the like,
And
oh
the
my gosh.
courtyard is gorgeous. It's
Literally
gorgeous.
stunning. It is
Stunning.
literally stunning.
You can just stroll around property for like hours.
I could literally go. Like, I think my ideal would be like go stay there again, go into Epcot when I feel like it, you know, like maybe during a festival, because why not? People watch, eat some food, probably ride Spaceship Earth or the Snooze Cruise because I love them. And that's it. Like, then I'm done. Like, I'm good. That's what I need to do. That's all.
I love it. It's the perfect day.
Every day. I love it. So, yeah, let us know what you think. Would you consider maybe even one day trying a sleep-in day? Just, you know,
Yes.
you like sleep.
Yes.
So,
And like not just even a sleep-in day. What if you don't do Disney Springs? What if you just do like I'm sleeping in and we might go to the park or we might not. Like just don't have a plan on that
Don't have a
off
plan.
day. Don't make a plan.
Right. Now, if you have a ticket for that day, you probably should use the ticket.
You probably
Unless
should
you have
use
a
the ticket.
different day where you can use the ticket.
But now that they don't have to make park passes, you really can be flexible
You
if
could
you
be a
are
little
on
bit
a
more
10-day
flexible.
stay.
If you're on a 10-day stay and you're like, okay, we're gonna go all but 2 days, and then you're like, you know what? No, we want a rest day today, we'll use this day a different day, then that's fine.
Exactly.
So just, you know, be aware of that. But even if you go for at that point, even if you go for like 3 hours, you're good. Because like
Awesome.
the longer you stay, the less you pay per day. So.
Exactly.
All right. Well, Heather, where can they find you if they want to follow your 3 p.m. and after adventures?
It is true. you can find me at the Moana Mom on Instagram and Facebook.
Fantastic. You can find me at Upon a Star Jen, my personal Instagram at Jen_Novotny. Yeah, it has sadly been too long since I posted. I will get myself together at some point. I really will. And then you can follow the agency at Upon a Star Travel. And don't forget to follow David at the Magic on a Dollar, or Magic on a Dollar and Disney on the Dollar on Facebook. He is very good about posting and updating his story. So he has got all sorts of stuff going on right now, showing everything they're doing in a day, all the snacks, all the great things. So follow him for some amazing content. Also, he's finishing up his March Madness. So you might still have time to vote for your
You will.
favorite movie.
Moana's in the final four.
Moana is in the final four. I don't know if we know between Cinderella and, oh gosh, who was
Who was
Cinderella?
it? Cinderella and
And
Aladdin.
Aladdin is up right now. So I don't
I told
know.
him that I will have a panic attack if the final two are between Aladdin and Moana. I will have a heart attack. I
How
was like,
would you
I don't
even
think
do
I can
that?
handle. I don't know how I would pick.
I That's like a Sophie's choice.
Don't know how I would pick. I'm getting anxious thinking about it.
We better hope Cinderella wins then.
So someone throws someone in there.
I'll go vote for Cinderella. How about that? And
Okay,
that
thank you.
way we'll see if we can get a little bit more because I haven't voted on that one yet. I'll go vote for Cinderella. Well, that way you don't have to make a choice.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Well, anyways, guys, thanks for listening to us. And, you know, hey, we'll be back next week. In the meantime, don't forget, thank those Phoenicians.
Thank you for listening to the Main Street Electrical Podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at the MSE Podcast, or visit our website at themsepodcast.com. Be sure to subscribe, and may all your wishes come true.